This is SQPN, the StarQuest Production Network, leading the way.
You're listening to Catholic Weekend, episode number 296 for the week ending Saturday, the 21st of November, 2015. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Catholic Weekend. I'm Jeff Nielsen, also known as your captain.
I'm your captain.
Joining me from Conyers, Georgia, the lovely Miss Maria Johnson.
Hi, guys. Wow, am I happy to see this crew today.
We're happy to see you. And all the way from the plains of Oklahoma, Steve Nelson.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be back. It's been a couple of weeks.
And the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right. I love that song. And also joining us from western U.S. in Montana, where they have a lot of rodeos, apparently, we have Father Corey Stika.
Well, morning, all. There's not too many rodeos going on right now. A little bit of snow. It's kind of cold today, but yeah, no rodeos right now.
Okay. Yeah, a little too cold for that. And we have from overseas, the Netherlands, menacing music. That's because the Dark Lord, the leader of SQPN, is here with us, Father Roderick.
I am your father.
Oh, no. You are, actually.
Father Corey,
actually, yeah.
Hello, Father Roderick, great CEO and founder, SQPN. We're privileged to have you with us this morning. And finally, our special guest. We have our special guest music. We have the wonderful Dom Bettinelli from the Boston area.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
All right.
It's a wonder we have special guests the way we treat them.
I know. It's awful, isn't it?
Hey, I love being the Trullolo guy.
I love that song. I really do. All right. Well, hello. We have a big gang with us this morning, and it's kind of a special episode for us. And the reason why we have Father Roderick here and Dom here is that we at the StarQuest Production Network would like to make a special announcement. And Father Roderick, I'll let you do the honors.
Yeah. We have been searching for a new director for SQPN for a couple of months now. And we send out an appeal to, you know, everyone interested. We received some applications, and there was one person that whose name kind of sounded a bit familiar, and who happened to have really, really great experience in the field of Catholic new media. Was also very familiar with the organization, with SQPN, with our programming for many, many years. And his name was Dom Bettinelli, and he is, as of today, well, actually, as of the first day of this month, he is our new director, and I am very, very excited and happy that he was able to do this and to help build our mission in the next couple of years. So, Dom, you introduce yourself for those of you that might not know you.
Well, thank you, Father. For a second there, I was worried you were going to introduce somebody else. I was.
Who is he talking about?
Well, that doesn't sound like me at all. Thank you so much. Actually, I'm really, you know, it's kind of a cliche to say I'm really excited, but I am. I mean, you know, of course I'm excited to start this new thing, but I've been, you know, around SQPN from the beginning, since before. I listened to those first Catholic Insider broadcasts, those podcasts from Rome. And I distinctly remember the first time Father Roderick outlined his idea for SQPN. I was sitting in the parking lot of my parish church in Salem, Massachusetts, waiting for Mass to start for some reason. I think I was waiting for my then girlfriend, now wife, Melanie, to show up so we could go into Mass together. but listening to the to that podcast as you outline that vision, and so to be part of that now is very exciting. I'm looking forward. I think there's so much future in what SQPN is doing, and I'm following, you know, in some big footsteps, actually literally big footsteps. I mean, the previous people who have held this position have been much, you know, taller, bigger guys than I am. well, Steve and Greg tower over me, literally. But I do have big shoes to fill, figuratively and literally. And so I'm excited. Yeah, this is going to be great.
Excellent. We're very excited as well. You know, for a while we have not had a director, and we tried to get along without one for a while, and just realized that it was kind of like a ship without a rudder, and we needed to have that essential piece of equipment. So basically, Dom, you're a rudder.
I'm that big block of wood at the back.
Yeah, I should probably think of something better to compare you to, but that's as good as it gets on a early Saturday morning. So. Yeah, so you know, we're excited to have you on board and to move things forward with the future of SQPN. We're very excited about that, and yeah, so great. You could be on the show, and I'm glad that we could announce your the new position.
Thank you. It's great. It's great to be with you all here again, and you know, just the idea of. I've done some work with the folks from SQPN in the past. We've helped, I've helped organize a couple of CNMCs here in Boston, and it's always been a pleasure to bring the community here to my hometown. And so to help shepherd that community into the future is it's really exciting.
Yeah, some of our best CNMCs were in Boston, in my opinion. So yeah, and much to you know, the help that you lent us with that. So, as you said, you're in the Boston area. Let's see, Father Roderick, for those who are just new to Catholic Weekend and have never heard of you, why don't you tell us about... No, I'm just kidding. He, of course, everybody knows who Father Roderick is. And tell us, if you're not watching the video, it's very interesting, the setting that Father Roderick is in right now. He has a... He's in some kind of a large cavernous room. What is that?
I'm in the TARDIS. This is the way the TARDIS looked in the 70s. So it's kind of a vintage background. No, I'm actually just testing out the new green screen studio that we've built last week and the week before that. And so we've got all the wiring in place, and there's a big green screen in the background, and I'm using some Dutch software to kind of project, well, this TARDIS thing behind me, and it works well. I kind of miss the TARDIS sounds, but we're working on that.
It really looks good. Do you have some kind of fancy machine that's doing that all, or you know, what do you have?
It's
that's
super simple. No, it's basically just the PC. I'm using my Logitech webcam, the same one that a lot of us are using. Got some cheap lamps that I bought years ago in Amsterdam for almost nothing, and a big piece of green cloth, and that's all you need. And the rest of the room is actually pretty much a disaster, because these rooms have not been used by the parish for years. And so the paint is peeling off, and the ceiling is showing some cracks, and we probably need to refurbish. I mean, even the floor on which I stand is kind of this wooden floor, and I don't know if it's entirely secure. So if all of a sudden
don't break the fourth wall, Father. Let us believe that you're actually in the TARDIS.
I know. Yeah. It is so weird hearing you describe all this, and this is not at all what we're seeing.
Yeah.
So that spider that's coming down right now, the hanging right over your shoulder, your right shoulder, is that part of the green screen, or is that actually a real spider?
I think there's a YouTube video that's like 100 hours of the TARDIS sounds.
Oh,
you
wow.
Have that playing behind you.
I need to find that.
Wow, that's hardcore right there.
100 hours?
Oh, or, you goodness. Know, you've seen those where it's like 10 hours or 100 hours, where it's just they take a sound effect and they just loop it.
Yeah.
You know, like there's the one for the Enterprise. I think there's one for the TARDIS. Sometimes they'll have songs like the Badger song and things like that. You know, just stupid things on YouTube that people uploaded because they could.
Yes. The Badger song, really? Oh my God!
Seriously,
100 hours.
I like the 24 hours of Happy. Remember that song from?
Oh yeah, Speak of Me?
But it had the dancing and everything.
Yeah, yeah, because it's got people walking down the street for 24 hours, and you can choose the time on the dial and see who was walking, and so it's night or day or early morning.
Did you see the guy that actually falls? I mean, he's doing this big stunt and this flip over, and he falls flat on his face.
Oh, that's hilarious.
A face plant on the video.
Like, bruised and everything, but he finishes the dance because it was all like live.
That's awesome.
Glad they never asked me for that video.
Wow.
Hey, so, Father, it's been a while since we've had you on the show. Can you tell what's been up? What's been going on in your life?
Oh, gosh. Well, besides building studios and doing my regular shows, I'm still in the parish. I'm still combining that with the media work. We're in a big transition right now because the Catholic station that I've been working for many years is ending its run at the end of the year. Our government has decided that Catholic broadcasting stations will no longer be supported, will no longer have airtime. And so we've been forced to merge with a much bigger broadcasting company, which is Catholic in its origin, but not very much in its programming. And so at first, the situation looked pretty dire. And so for the listeners, perhaps important to know that the fact that I'm able to do the podcasting and the new media work is because the television station, the work that I do for TV, pays for all that. Mm. That creates an income that is covering all the other expenses, and of course the fact that was ending was a bit, well, it was scary because I didn't know what would happen next year. Well, fortunately, this new broadcasting company has decided to continue my program for at least another year, so that's good. And that also means that my bishop will leave me be right now. So I'm very excited about that. I wrote a book, but I guess everyone, you can only be on Catholic Weekend if you've written a book, right?
Oh, well, that'd be your goal then.
No, I have not written a book. So
Lisa, okay. Information, though, Lisa Hendy is now one of the editors at Ave, so you may be getting a call from her.
my existing book.
Well, so
the Dutch version of Geek Priest was a total rewrite because it had to be written for a Dutch audience, which is a little bit more skeptical, cynical, less pious than the international audience that I had for Geek Priest. Mm. You have to explain more things and... But it was such a it's like having a baby, but then not having a baby at the end of the process. It's
more like having how would you know what that's like?
I've had kidney stones in the past. Having a baby is kind of like having kidney stones, but with the advantage of having a baby at the end of the process. Well, having a book is kind of similar to both of these, and you have a book, and that's it. But my goodness, it's been...
I like the kidney stone analogy, though. That one's pretty effective.
I mean, it's painful. And you know what? It's so old-fashioned as a medium. I don't want to blast the book industry because, well, books are books and they should be around. But it is like a year of work to reach an audience, if you're lucky, if I sell out the first print of 1,500 people. Whereas if I... go online and look at a Star Wars trailer and say holy cow a couple of times, I got 1.5 million people who watch it.
That's a lot easier too.
Did you write it in Dutch, or they didn't have a ready, you so you had to rewrite the whole book?
Well, no, it was translated by someone else at first, the existing book, and then I had already decided to add chapters to it. And then from when I was reading the translation, I could tell that it didn't work, that the person who translated it, who had a lot of experience, but just didn't get what I was talking about. Even the Star Wars chapter was gobbledygook to her. Hmm. So like I was talking about dogfights, you know, X-Wing fighters, TIE fighters, and she translated that by, and then fights with dogs, between dogs. Oh, no. Turned into some kind of arcane weapon. Which, oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that is not common language in the Netherlands. So weird. And the geek from start with the whole Denver celebration, this first Star Wars celebration. And the people that were proofreading were like, we have no idea what the heck that is. And why were you in Denver? And why are there people in costumes walking around in the rain there? And it's like,
wow. That is a good question, though. Why?
The Vatican. And I did it on purpose because the people that know me from TV, they know me from Catholic stuff. And so I decided to put the whole election of Pope Francis at the beginning. So Pope Francis actually defeated Darth Vader in my Dutch book, which is kind of cool.
So I listened to all of your podcasts, Father, but the Walk is one that I listened to recently, and you took us all along with you in your journey, your quest to find a wireless earpiece. Yes. So how did that work out? You kind of left us wondering whether or not that piece of equipment is going to work. Now I noticed this morning you're wearing your big over the ear headphones.
Okay. So Behringer headphones, and they look kind of weird on the bridge of a TARDIS or in a virtual studio. So I wanted to have something a little bit more inconspicuous. But to be honest, if you've listened to that episode, I also bought a set of VR goggles that I can slide my phone in, and then you can look around. It's kind of like a very cheap, like a Pope Francis version of the Oculus Rift. And, I would say I've been playing with that too much to unpack the rest of what I bought.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So yesterday I was like, I had the opening scene of the Lion King musical, and I was standing in between the actors, and I could look around and turn around, and everybody was dancing around me and doing the whole, you know, Simba the Lion thing. And wow, it's stunning. I want a Vatican version of that. I want to be at midnight mass.
Really? You need to put a camera in a corner of your workshop just to watch you, because I would tune in to watching you just walking around your apartment doing things like this.
So, I might record something for my YouTube channel, yes.
Dom is holding up something. Is that what Father has, or is that something
this
different?
This is Google Cardboard.
This is Google Cardboard. It's the New York Times version that they put in one of their recent Sunday editions. And I stole it from my pastor because he didn't know what to do with it. So I brought it home, and it is – the kids have gone crazy for it. And I've actually – it's enjoying it. There's a couple of – there's a Google Cardboard app that, you know, for the iPhone. And there's a couple of static scenes, like in a natural history museum, in the Future of Flight, I think it is, or at the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. And then the New York Times themselves, they produced a video to go along with a story that they did called The Displaced, about three children who are refugees due to war. Mm-hmm. And I watched that last night, and it is 360-degree video. A couple of times I'm trying to figure out where the kid is. I'm spinning around in my chair trying to find out where is it coming from. And it's got binaural audio, so from the side, you know, the audio's from the side. And it's stunning that this piece of cardboard with, you know, it's got the lenses, which is what's important, but it's stunning that we've got VR essentially with, you know, a little cardboard box and a phone that if you bought it on the open market costs like $800 or whatever. But it's pretty amazing. And actually, one of the coolest things is they do Google Street View with it. So, you know, I'm standing at the foot of the Eiffel Tower. I'm looking up. I'm looking around, and then walking, you know, as you do in Google Street View, kind of gliding as a scene reloads down the street through Paris or Rome or Tokyo or New York, Jerusalem, I tried to go from the Colosseum. It starts with the Colosseum in Rome. I tried to go from there to the Vatican and got lost in Rome. Things are really realistic.
Realistic, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's so much fun. Kids just have gone crazy for it. I have to, you know, set a timer for each one. You know, now it's the next one's turn. You know, the five little ones. So. They take to it like that. It's amazing.
You know that they're doing Star Wars development for this as well, right?
Ooh.
there is one 360 video, and it shows a speeder. You're actually on a speeder on Jakku on the sand planet, and you can look around, and you are inside Star Wars. It's on YouTube.
Nice. Wow.
It's only a few more of these, and I will never be out of, you know, I will wear those goggles day and night.
You know, it's so funny listening to your podcast, The Walk, because I'm with you in that electronics store, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be interesting. You're so easily distracted. It's so fun to listen to you. It's like, and when you saw the VR headset, it was like, oh no, that's it. He's going to completely forget why he was even there.
Yeah. did you buy the earbuds and just not unpack them? Is that what happened?
Yeah, they're still in the plastic bag.
Yeah, remember that was the whole point of going to the store. Yes.
No. You've got things that are urgent and things that are important.
It's all about priorities. That's funny. So how's everything going in Oklahoma, Mr. Steve?
Well, we had a cold front come through last night, and we had about 50-mile-an-hour winds all night.
Ooh.
So it's our first blast of cold weather. So we're going to have a hard freeze tonight, and so everything's going to – we still have a little bit of green outside, but it's all going to go away.
We know how you love that cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not.
If I get a little bit grumpy between now and, say, May – you mm-hmm. understand why.
how's the weather out in the Mountain West, Father?
Oh, nice and chilly as well. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. It was Tuesday. We had the same kind of winds where it was 50 miles an hour. You know, you try to open up the car door and it kind of blows it back shut. You know, that kind of weather. You know, or you have to push against the door just to get out. Yeah, so that wasn't a lot of fun. So winter is definitely here.
Father Roderick, you had mentioned that there was a forecast for some wintry precipitation mm-hmm. in your neck of the woods. Did that happen?
Not yet. It's coming, though. It's getting colder. Okay. I was wondering, Father Corey, you posted something yesterday, I think, on your Facebook page about things to never tell your priest, and then you added something like, after my experiences of the last year, I want to emphasize this even more.
this was something I'd posted a year ago, and it was 13 things you should never say to a priest. I know we talked about it on the show back then, but go back through it, and I added a 14th. I went to Catholic school for 8 years before saying something that's completely contrary to the Catholic faith.
And that happens all the time.
You know, but this is things like, you know, so did women not find you attractive or something? Then there's a picture of Mr. Bean going, oh, man, you know. I had the craziest dream during your homily.
Oh, wow.
I love this one. You wouldn't happen to know if the girl in confessional before me is single. Must be nice to have to only work on Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the winner, right?
So what do you do with all that free time you have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's of course, it's got great, you know, JPEGs, you know, or GIFs or GIFs, however you wish to pronounce it. I won't even go into that argument.
Let's don't do that again.
Hey, so Father Corey, do you play golf?
No, I don't. Yeah. I tried, but I don't.
So Dom, we hate to announce this right now, but apparently he was using his VR, you know, Google cardboard, and he was spinning around on his chair, and something went terribly wrong and out of control, and now he's gone. We're sending some people over to his house right now to see if he's okay.
He needs a rudder.
And we're having second thoughts about the appointment of our executive director.
Our director is currently in virtual Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So
well, guess what I'm waiting on, guys?
What are you waiting on? All the end of the show?
End of the show. Any minute now, John is going to come through the door with a pig for Thanksgiving.
Ooh. Oh, that's good. That is good. Now, not a whole pig.
You're
right?
All invited. Come on over.
You write down.
No, seriously. Hey, Steve.
What are you going to feed a pig? Turkey?
A pig. Instead of a turkey, we're roasting a 70-pound pig.
Oh, wow.
In this big box in the backyard. It's going to be fun.
Well, Father and I have partaken of that wonderful roast pig.
Yes.
Yeah, we all have. Yeah.
I have too, last summer.
Oh, that's right.
Black beans with the secret recipe.
Absolutely.
Or the secret ingredient.
The secret ingredient. Don't share it.
No, I won't.
Do you do it? Do you do it with that?
Yes.
Oh, that's the trick.
Not the same, though. It's well.
Oh, man.
For those of you that want to know the secret ingredient, my bank account number.
Yeah, go ahead and give us your bank account number, please. Yeah. Write that down.
You can wire the funds to.
I think you might have posted it, didn't you? It's not that secret.
No.
It's not that secret. Add a little bit of sugar and a teaspoon of vinegar before you serve the black beans.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah. Makes a difference.
So now we know what the Johnson household plans are for Thanksgiving. Right. How about Father Corey? What are your plans this week?
Well,
or next week,
my folks are actually coming here to Malta. They're going to come here to the rectory, and we're going to cook up dinner. I've already picked up the turkey. So yeah, we're going to have all kinds of good food, and you know, the usual Thanksgiving turkey and stuffing and potatoes and all kinds of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sounds yummy. How about you, Steve? Do you have big plans?
My sister and I are going to get together in Tulsa, and we'll probably go out to eat, though, since it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
We're not really into making, you know, creating the whole thing. So our tradition lately has been we'll go out somewhere and then we'll go to a movie or something. We do not go shopping.
Ah, good for you. Good for you. Well, and then in the Netherlands, I guess you don't celebrate the United States holiday of Thanksgiving.
No. Unfortunately, we don't have that tradition. I guess we're just not very thankful people. We're kind of complain about stuff. If there would be like a complaining festivity, then yeah, we would do it.
Is that Festivus?
Yeah. I'll send you my Festivus poll.
You know what?
And feats of strength, right?
Mm-hmm. Who knows? We might organize something here just to kind of be connected with the festivities in the U.S. But
that'd be nice.
Very good.
Yeah, one of my fondest memories of Thanksgiving was several years ago when Greg ran his first marathon in Atlanta. You were there filming the marathon, and in fact, when Greg and Jennifer and Father came over in their van, Greg and Jennifer came in and their children, and we're now getting to be quite old, as all we are. But anyway, I said to Greg, I said, "Where's Father? Where's Father Roderick? Oh, he's out in the van, in the driveway, in the van, doing video editing of the." Of the marathon footage. And you were there probably for another hour before you finally walked into the house.
What happened? It was a disaster. I remember, I still have nightmares of that afternoon, because right after we headed for Roswell, I started downloading the footage into the MacBook and then started to edit together the thing because I wanted to upload it as quickly as possible. And then we were almost there. We were already kind of on your driveway and the computer crashed and it hadn't saved the entire editing. And I'd been working on that for the entire duration of the trip to Roswell. And so, thankfully, the kids were still in the car, so I was just biting on my tongue, and I didn't say the things that were out of my head, which weren't very appropriate. But I was so upset, and I was so, like, distraught, and it's like, well, we all have those moments, right, where you've just finished the last sentence of your Christmas homily, you press enter, and bling, like it's gone.
Yeah.
And you still have like 15 minutes before Mass, and you don't have those moments. I mean, I was like, the thing that I need to do is to sit here and go through all the steps now that I still remember how I did it. And that's why I came in. And when the that's not mine. That's Greg Willits taught me that one. I was looking for alternatives. I was like, I'm
that was
really
right.
And I want to say, I won't say what I said. And but how would you say it in, you know, a way that would be more acceptable? And he just blurted out, "Crap on a crap cracker," and that stuck to me. So.
There's our title right
there. There's our title.
Oh, no.
So, Dom, big plans next week for Thanksgiving? Still muted.
The microphone is he's gone.
Yeah. He must have bumped the microphone when he was spinning on the chair with his VR thing and broke everything. Anyway, well, we'll get back with Dom. As soon as he sorts out the audio.
If we hear him shouting, we know that the microphone works.
Of course, that's about the time he kicks in, just as he says something that he shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, did you hear about, and we'll just talk about just one thing maybe, that is in the news, and I'm not going to talk about that movie that was just released yesterday because that'll be a downer. But I would like to talk about something positive, and that was, did you see or hear about the LL 777 flight that was going from Tel Aviv to, and Father Corey knows exactly what I'm talking about, going from Tel Aviv to Los Angeles. And when they were over the Montana area of our country, they ended up having some trouble with one of their engines. They had an engine fire warning, so they shut down one of their two engines, and they diverted into Billings, Montana, which is south of where Father Corey is. And that's not an airport that has customs and all that kind of stuff. They're not really set up for international flights. And the citizens of Billings came out and provided kosher food, kosher meals for them. They like used one of the wings of the airport to keep the people, contained because they hadn't been cleared. And anyways, a really heartwarming story of how local citizens kind of came to the aid of these people that were,
Yeah, I was really tempted to get down to Billings because 777s don't land in Billings ever. I mean. At all, that it's too big of a plane. We usually have the Airbus 320s, like the 3x3 seating type planes that fly in, or the regional jets, things like that. So for something that big to come to Billings, now I know the airport is equipped to handle something that big. They've got the jetways that can handle it, but I wanted to go down and see the plane, but it was very interesting that. Of course, the airport in Billings does not normally deal with people who are kosher. The vast, vast majority of people who go through the Billings airport are, Christian or non-religious. They're not Jewish. They don't follow kosher. So all the food facilities are not set up for kosher at all, because you need special kitchens for kosher preparation and so on. So it was, it was good to hear that, a call was, I'm sure someone at the airport says, we got a problem here. We need to get these people food and we can't do it here because, it will violate their religious beliefs. So they called the synagogue down in Billings, and they went out there. They all prepared meals for them. They took it out to the airport. Now, for those who haven't been to the Billings airport, which is probably everybody who's listening right now. I doubt there's very many people who have been to the Billings Airport.
I've landed there.
Yeah, you've flown into there. Yeah, it's not a big airport.
No,
it basically has two wings. Concourse A and Concourse B, and Concourse A has four gates, and Concourse B has six. So it's not a big airport by any stretch of the imagination. So they could probably just closed off one of the ends of the airport. You know, any flights that would have gone out of that side of the airport, they just moved to a different gate. Not a big deal. They brought in food. The rabbis came up, and took care of the people and everything. It really is a kind of a wonderful story. And I think it was like they're only there for like 5 hours. I mean, it wasn't like an overnight stay or anything, because they quickly got a plane out of Newark. They got another 777 out of Newark on the way real quick and got it there and got the people on to LAX as quick as they could.
Yeah, they did a great job of handling that. Yeah.
So I was kind of proud of the Billings Airport and the people there for getting that taken care of so well.
I saw that.
Are they going to go change their sign now? Billings International Airport?
Well, it is actually. It is technically an international airport.
Oh.
But their customs is more for like private jets and things like that.
Oh.
So somebody like in a private jet can fly down from Canada, land in Billings, do their customs, and then go. But they don't have enough for like, 200, 300 people that would come in on a 777. It's like one guy.
I just remember hearing a story about a small airport somewhere, and they had a flight diverted because of some reason, and it was an international flight. So from then on, they called themselves an international airport.
I think that's the qualifier, as long as you have I think it has to be actually a scheduled operation, international operation, to be considered. It's funny, though, sometimes you'll see these very, very small little airports and their international flight like is, maybe 50 miles, right across the border into some other country, but they can technically call themselves an international airport.
Yeah, there's a lot of international airports up here that don't have, regular scheduled passenger service, but that doesn't mean that they don't have. I'm sure there's, maybe like I said, private jets, personal, somebody who's flying a Cessna across the border can fly to Billings, land, do their customs, and go. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff.
Now Inga is in the chat room and she's making fun of San Antonio International Airport. She said she laughed when she saw that, but hey, San Antonio actually does have quite a bit of international traffic, mostly to Mexico.
Hey, that was my point of entry into the United States.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go. So nothing to laugh at. Well, unless you're Inga. Oh, man. I don't want to really get into, there's so much news going on right now around the world that we could talk about that is just really, really depressing. So there are a lot of other shows out there you can listen to hear that kind of depressing stuff. We here, however, we're going to keep laughing and we're going to keep talking, and we're going to do something that we call the Picks of the Week right now. The Picks of the Week. And that is Pat Gohn, the host of Among Women podcast and Catholic author and speaker and mom and wife and a lot more. Thank you, Pat. I didn't know where I was going to end with that. So who would like to go first with their pick of the week?
I want to go first. I want to go first because this pick of the week is for Father Roderick.
Okay.
The app is called, it's called Action Movie FX by Bad Robot Interactive. It looks like it's a free app. Yeah, right. Action Movie FX, Bad Robot Interactive. And you can put yourself into little movies.
Yeah, isn't that the app that has to do something with a certain host of Catholic in a small town and a group of women who are then hit by a big meteorite or something like that?
Oh, remember that?
One. That's
that
probably
one. Just... Yes.
That was great. That was at the CNMC, right?
They blew up Lisa Hendy, I think. That's the one.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That Mac.
I totally. Mac Barron posted that, and it was just. I think you were there, and Lisa and Pat and some other, and just like You think, oh, it's just a photo shoot or something like that. All of a sudden, there's huge. What is it?
Boom. Like
a boulder.
A boulder that falls down on them. And that's the whole movie. And if you don't expect it, it is so hilarious.
It is. It's funny. And it's free. So my brother-in-law sent a video of my nephew, and I was looking at it because I thought, oh, how precious. Victor is just sitting there, you know, staring off into the distance, and the little round droid from Star Wars, whatever it is, rolls up behind him and shoots him. And the kid collapses. That's cute.
The things we can do with our smartphones, you know?
I know.
That's funny.
So smart.
Dom, are we hearing you now? No. So he's going to do some kind of sign language to tell us what his pick of the week is. But we'll wait. Maybe he'll get that sorted out.
He can put it in the chat room and we can read
it. Yeah, that's right. Just type it in the chat room. Oh, he left us again. I think that one of the first things we're going to need to do is get him a new computer. Father Roderick, do you have a pick of the week?
Gosh, yeah, I have. Of course, well, I already talked about the VR goggles. Definitely interesting to check that out. But something else that I discovered this past week as well is Plex. Plex is an app or a service that you can use to stream media from your computer, a Mac or a PC, to basically any other device that has the app installed. So it could be a phone, it could be an iPad, an Android device, your television, even if you have Plex on. For instance, there is a Plex app, I think, on the new Apple TV.
Yep.
And it does a tremendous job kind of converting whatever type of media you have to stream it in good quality. It's very reliable, and it's also a very nice app to organize your library of stuff. And I was so impressed, and it's free. It was a really, really amazing little thing, especially now that we are all mobile, and it even remembers if you've been watching something like a TV show or something on your phone, and then you come home, it will remember where you are, and you can continue to watch from the point you left the app on your phone, and you can continue the thing on your TV. Really, really interesting. So it's Plex. Definitely try it out.
Excellent. Yeah, I've actually got sitting right behind me here Plex server. It's a Linux box that I've set up as a server.
Wow.
So that's, yeah, it's nice. It really is an awesome. And you can actually pay for a service through Plex where you can then go mobile, where you log into the Plex website and it will connect to your server at home. It's like $4 a month or something like that. I can't remember how much it is. So, I mean, so you could be off, you know, riding the train there and watching from your machine at home Doctor Who or whatever you've got on your Plex server.
Cool.
It is really cool.
That is nice. Yep. All right. Dom.
Please tell me you can hear me.
Yay!
We hear you.
Well, actually, for my pick, I want to jump off of what Father Roderick was saying about Plex. I have the new Apple TV, the fourth generation. Just got it this week. And almost entirely because it has that new Plex app. I mean, it's fantastic. I've been, you know, trying to, use the Plex via AirPlay from my iPad to my old Apple TV, and it buffering, and it just was not a good experience. But this new Apple TV, it's got the oomph in it, and I've got all my DVDs now. See that white up there, that white box up there? That's my Plex server. That's a network attached storage. I got all my DVDs on it, and I can stream them to my TV now, and it's just fantastic. It's got all these. So the new Apple TV has all these channels. Apps you can download, these games. The kids love Crossy Road, which is a modern version of Frogger. They love, I'm a little worried because they love to see the thing get hit by the train or the car. That's a little too excited, I think, by that. But It's a great little device. They've really, yeah, it's not as great as it could be. The setup is great on the Apple side, but typing in, I like to use strong passwords, but typing in those long passwords on that little, you move the cursor across and the cursor back, it's maddening. They could improve that. But the other thing it doesn't have is Amazon has not made an app for it yet. There's a Hulu, there's Netflix, there's HBO Go, there's all these other ones, but Amazon sees Apple TV as a competition. I don't know why. I'm already paying Amazon, you know, $100 a year for Amazon Prime. Just let me watch my thing wherever I want to watch it. Different device to get that, but I'm actually watching more now because the new Amazon Prime series, The Man in the High Castle, also something else I recommend to folks because that is a really good series so far. I've seen two episodes of it, and it's pretty fantastic, based on a Philip K. Dick novel, I think.
Yep. Kind of alternate timeline history type.
Yes. What if the Nazis and the Japanese won World War II and divided America between them?
What would the 60s look like? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of Amazon, Father just mentioned to me that I should mention Amazon Black Friday, and that's a big sale that is probably going to start before Black Friday. Is it already going on right now, Father?
Already. Yeah, it's already going on.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mentioned that, you know, please remember us, the StarQuest Production Network, when you're doing your shopping on Amazon by heading over to sqpn.com and looking for the Amazon links that we have there. And then once you click on that link, it redirects or takes you to the Amazon store. And it's just as if you had not clicked through on our affiliate link. But we will get a purchase or a portion of your purchase. And it's really adds up if many of you out there are always going to that link when they shop on Amazon. We get some significant money from that, and that's a great way to support.
We might even be able to get our new director a functioning microphone. Go to Amazon and do your Black Friday purchasing. Who knows?
If you'd like to actually hear me,
do it for Dom.
Hashtag
new campaign.
Please don't.
All right.
I think we have a show title.
Steve, do you have any picks for us this week?
Well, my pick is not my 2009 iMac, which crashed a few minutes ago. If I sound a little different, it's because I had my laptop as a backup in case that happened, because it tends to do that. Let's see, my pick of the week. Well, last week I had the chance to go and participate in the St. Maria Goretti pilgrimage across the United States. She came to our cathedral in Tulsa, and I got to attend the mass that our bishop celebrated and got to learn all about her. And I was so really impressed by the turnout. It was standing room only, and there were another 500 people that were standing outside the church. And with the very small percentage of Catholics that we have here in Oklahoma, it was very impressive. And I mention this as a pick of the week because I believe that they're trying to schedule another tour of the Western United States.
Yeah, they put on their website that they want to. So,
it was a very moving and very spiritual opportunity, and it's not something that we get in the United States very often because most of the relics of the saints aren't here. So if you have the chance, I would highly recommend doing it.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so that's everyone's pick, but I guess mine. My pick is going to be. Oh, who?
Me. Father Corey.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father Corey. My bad.
The other priest and not me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking at all the different little pictures on the bottoms of the screen. I think we got everybody. I should write this stuff down. Go ahead, Father Corey.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a lot of people here, so it's easy to get confused, and they're jumping in and out. So my pick of the week is really cool idea. I love this kind of as a fundraiser. It's V8s for Vocations. And we're not talking about V8 as in the V8 drink. We're talking about V8 as in V8 engine. The vocation director in the Diocese of Gallup is it has completely stripped down and rebuilding a 72 Chevelle Super Sport.
Nice.
Chevelle Super Sport with the 454 V8 engine. Oh, so any car nuts immediately are drooling. they're in the process of rebuilding it. They say on their website they're actually about 78% done with it. And what they're going to do with it is once it's restored, it's going to be auctioned off, or it's being raffled off, excuse me. And actually it says they've got 100% of ticket sales, so I don't know if tickets are still available or not, or if it's like they're only going to sell 1,000 tickets and they've sold them all or what. The money goes to the seminarian fund. But the car is not just, you know, we get somebody to rebuild it for us, or we rebuild it and then we auction it off. It's as much a ministry in its own in the rebuilding. Because, you know, the fact is in the church, men aren't well represented. We aren't involved, you know. There's not a lot. You look at your average parish and the percentage of men to women definitely does not match the percentage in the world as a whole. It's more women than men usually. So this is something that men are usually very interested in. And it's almost like a ministry of having guys come together and just, you know, be guys. We're going to rebuild a car.
Yeah.
You know, sit and visit. And by the way, yeah, you know, Tim Allen, you know.
Sounds like there might be a beer involved.
Yeah, there'll be beer. They'll be visiting, you know. But the thing is, too, this is the point where then guys can say, you know, if there's, like, for example, it's being led by a priest, again, the vocation director for Father Matthew Keller. Hey, Father, I got a question about this. Why do Catholics do X, Y, or Z? You know, what is this about? Hey, I've been hearing this. You know, I was reading in the news that Pope Francis, you know, it's an opportunity to talk about their faith as well. But in a way where, you know, you can see them sitting there, you know, sitting in the engine compartment of this car, wrenching away. Hey, Father, you know.
Give me a beer.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, I think it's a great idea. I think it's a really awesome idea. I'd love to do it if I had the facilities, because I'm sure there'd be some guys here in town that would love to jump in and work on a car and, you know, be a way to evangelize. And, you know, if you're saying, yeah, you're going to raffle off a, you know, a fully restored 72 Chevelle Super Sport for, well, it's $25 a ticket, which frankly, for something like this is not that bad. It really is not. I mean, that some of these raffle tickets for something like this can go upwards of $100. You know, so, you know, hey, for $25, you get a chance at a fully restored Chevelle, and say they sell 1,000 tickets. Well, that's $25,000. You know, that's a pretty good fundraiser. So check that out. It's V8. Let me make sure I get the right. V8forvocations.org.
All right. V8forvocations.org. That's a great pick. And I can't wait to see the finished product. And did you say that that they've already sold all the tickets, or?
Well, they show for 100% of tickets, but I'm guessing, because you can still, you know, if you click on the buy a ticket, it has a link where you can buy the ticket.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if, you know, they've sold their goal.
Ah, and so now everything's gravy.
Yep. Yeah. So now, yeah, everything's above and beyond. But like I said, it's 78% done, and they've got pictures, and what they've got done so far looks really, really sharp.
I'm going to have to check out the site. I'm not going to do it right now because I don't want anything to happen with our connection. But all right. Well, thank you for that pick, Father Corey. My pick. Now, you know, you see all of us, if you're watching the video and not listening to the audio only, you see us in front of our cameras, and you're listening to us in front of our microphones. And we are, I hate to use this term, but it's sometimes referred to as the talent. And in my case, that's not really true. But but we are the people, the face of and the voice of the StarQuest Production Network. Dom, Father Corey, Maria, Father Roderick, Steve, myself, and others on our various shows. But there are a lot of people behind the scenes that don't get behind a microphone or in front of a camera, hardly at all. Occasionally, and I want to thank them. I was thinking of some of the things that I'm thankful for, and the people that are behind the scenes that really make it work are people like Inga in the Netherlands, who does an amazing amount of work behind the scenes. Our producer for Catholic Weekend, Lynn Francisco, who is en route now to the Philippines, I believe, or no, San Francisco, or is she going all the way to the Philippines?
Hawaii, I thought.
Oh, Hawaii, that's right, for Thanksgiving. And she helps us a lot behind the scenes. And Mike, for instance, is taking notes in her stead this morning, and he's a faithful SQPN. We call him the mayor of SQPN, Mike Kuipers, and that's just a handful of the people. I'm sure I'm going to forget to mention somebody's name, but those are three that just come to mind immediately that are working hard behind the scenes to make all this happen. And without them, you wouldn't be seeing/hearing us. So that they are my picks of the week. So thank you. And a reminder, if you want to support the StarQuest Production Network and become a friend of SQPN, head over to sqpn.com/donate. Or if you're watching us right now on one of the live streaming pages over there on the right side of the screen, you can find a handy dandy button to make your contribution to sqpn.com. Again, don't forget us. It's that time of year where we do a lot of shopping on the internet, and a favorite place for us to go is Amazon. Don't forget to head over to sqpn.com, click on that link so that we get some credit for your purchase and purchases. And also, if you happen to be someone looking for web hosting, you're thinking about starting a podcast or a blog or whatever, maybe writing a book and selling it, you can use a hosting service that many people here at SQPN use for their personal web pages. Mariam Johnson, Maria M. Johnson, her personal blog is hosted by Bluehost. Father Roderick's personal blog, Bluehost. Steve Nelson, Everything Esteban, Bluehost.
Mine is.
And, oh, Dom, here we go. Yes. Another one hosted by Bluehost. So there is a rounding, a big round of support for Bluehost, because we are actually using them. And if you sign up with them, they'll give us a little bit of money for doing so. So that really helps us out as well. So all those things you can find by heading over to sqpn.com. The Friends of SQPN, the Amazon links for your particular region, and also Bluehost web hosting. All right. Anything else before we head on out with our plugs? I guess, Dom, how can we learn and follow you and learn more about you and your presence on the web?
Well, I think the place to start is to go to my aforementioned blog at betnet.com, BETTNET.com. I've actually started blogging a little more lately. I've decided that I might want my voice to be out there a little more than I have in recent times. So you can see some more activity over there, and there'll be links to all my social media from there.
Excellent. And thanks again for joining us on today's show, and congratulations again for your new position as Executive Director of SQPN.
Thank you.
Father Corey, I'm just looking at my screen, so I'm going to go left to right on my screen, which is probably in a different order on yours. Father Corey Stika, you can listen to his homilies by heading to frcorey.org.
Yep. And I hope to, I've got some ideas that I want to start posting some things on there as well. So definitely check that out. You can also find me Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Untapped, all that kind of fun stuff at FR Corey Stika. You can also find me occasionally when I'm actually available for the recording with Dom and Father Roderick for The Secrets of Doctor Who. I join Father Roderick in the TARDIS.
Awesome.
And you can also find Father Corey in the confessional at his parish. Just never ask him if the girl that went before you was already
or not.
Oh, that's funny. Maria Johnson, I mentioned your blog, mariamjohnson.com.
That's right. And follow me on Twitter at Bago. I'll be speaking at the Advent by Candlelight on December 5th locally here in Atlanta. So if anybody's interested, check out St. Pius the 10th on December 5th.
Very cool. All right. Father Roderick Van Hogen,
And you can find me all over the place, but one channel that you might want to follow in the next couple of weeks is my new YouTube channel. It's just one of those long addresses yet. I don't have a customized, what is it, a vanity plate number yet. But we'll put it in the show notes. I'll send Lynn a link. Because I'm posting my new kind of reaction videos and behind the scenes and that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of videos coming up soon.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you again for joining us this morning, Father. Always a privilege. Steve Nelson, everythingestevan.com.
Everythingestevan.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Steve_Nelson. It's also not a vanity thing either.
Well,
that's my name.
But it is your name. You're so vain. All right. He's not, by the way. I'm just kidding. And I am Jeff Nielsen, the airline pilot guy, and all the different places on the web. Just put in airline pilot guy, and that's my username and my website, airlinepilotguy.com, if you're interested in aviation podcasts. And until next time. We hope that you have a great week and a great Catholic weekend. Take care and God bless.
Happy Thanksgiving.
SQPN, leading the way in Catholic new media.